Time to relaunch the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition. The Socialist Party has written to the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, proposing that discussions begin on contesting the various elections scheduled for May 2021. The biggest component organization of TUSC, the RMT Transport Workers Union, is considering its response. The Socialist Party's proposal, set out in the letter printed below, was sent at the end of June, just before Keir Starmer's sacking of Rebecca Long Bailey, which only confirmed the arguments made. The Socialist Party is writing to our partners in the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition to propose that the current suspension of TUSC electoral activity is lifted for the various elections scheduled for May 2021. These contests will include elections to the Scottish Parliament, the Welsh Senate, the Greater London Authority, Mayor and Assembly, and English County Councils, and the Metropolitan Borough, District Council, and City and Metro Mayor elections, postponed from this year. As you will recall, the TUSC National Steering Committee decided at the end of 2018 that it would no longer authorize candidates to stand under the TUSC name until further notice. TUSC, founded in 2010, had already recalibrated its electoral activity under Jeremy Corbyn's Labour leadership. It pursued a rigorously selective approach, so that candidates could only stand against councillors and others who were continuing to implement austerity policies locally, and it did not contest the 2017 general election, and, obviously, 2019, at all. But events have moved on, and the Socialist Party believes that we now need to revisit the 2018 decision, and be prepared to authorize candidates for next year's contests. Change situation. TUSC's founding goal of helping to establish mass working class socialist political representation could potentially have been realized through the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn. This would have been possible if fundamental changes to the party's political basis and organization inherited from Tony Blair's New Labour had been carried through. But the political and organizational legacy of New Labour was not, unfortunately, sufficiently expunged. On the contrary, under Keir Starmer, it is being revived. This can be seen in the early policy retreats by the new leadership, but also in the appointment as the new party general secretary of a former assistant general secretary from the time of Tony Blair, who led the changes made then, to weaken the role of the unions within the party. Once again, working class voters face being effectively disenfranchised. Against the background of the deep economic and social crisis triggered by the COVID pandemic, this will have serious consequences for workers and our communities. Scotland, and other opportunities. The vacuum of political representation is particularly acute in Scotland, where Labour continued to hemorrhage working class support even under Corbyn's leadership of the party at Westminster. This will only be exacerbated by Scottish Labour's recent confirmation that it will oppose a second independence referendum in next May's elections. Our co-thinkers, Socialist Party Scotland, are firmly in favour of enabling Scottish TUSC to stand in 2021. The additional member seats system used in these elections provides a particular opportunity for working-class socialist voices standing for the right to independence to win representation in the Scottish Parliament. It is also true that the electoral systems that will apply in some of the other contests taking place next May are favourable for a working-class electoral challenge. The supplementary vote system for the London mayor election, for example, means that voters could support a trade unionist and socialist candidate against Sadiq Khan, but then use their second preference vote against the Tories. With the Transport for London funding crisis unresolved, along with the other issues facing working-class Londoners, the case for TUSC candidates to inject the arguments for a fighting alternative into next May's GLAD elections is a powerful one. Additionally, the elections postponed from 2020 include a number of councils in the so-called Red Wall, whose acquiescence to 10 years of austerity was an important factor in the general election results in these areas. Presenting TUSC's clear anti-cuts alternative will be important here, even if it cannot fully fill the vacuum. and another postponed election is for the mayor of Liverpool, which TUSC has contested on the two previous occasions, winning 4,950 votes in 2016, a 5.1% share, and both times coming in ahead of the Tories. While the exact scope of next year's electoral activity will need to be discussed, one thing is clear: the central function set out for TUSC at its foundation, to enable fighters in the unions and our communities, and from different socialist organizations, to combine together electorally, so that pro-capitalist politicians implementing anti-working class policies are not left unchallenged at the ballot box, is once again coming into its own. How to proceed? In order to properly prepare for next year's elections, an in-principle decision on whether or not TUSC will resume authorizing candidates is a necessary first step. This would then enable a number of issues to be properly discussed between the TUSC partners and efforts made to expand the coalition, in particular within the trade unions. Issues to address would include updating the TUSC election platform for the post-COVID era, reviewing procedures for approving candidates, and how a revived TUSC can function locally. To this end, we request that an early meeting of the TUSC National Steering Committee is convened, either virtually or socially distanced, to discuss our proposal. Yours comradely, Hannah Sell, Socialist Party General Secretary.